Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the morning, actually, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There is no exciting time than to praise and worship God than this morning. I need to make sure my technology is still working. All right, it is. Praise God. There is no exciting time than this morning to continue to uplift and praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me at this particular hour. If you're not a night owl, I submit unto you to please be sure to go to sleep, because this particular ministry is archived. That means that you can listen to this ministry anytime, anywhere, any day. All right? So without further ado, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and each and every one of you for listening. And we're going to go ahead and get started with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to go through our needs and wants activity. God is good, and he's greatly to be praised, and we want to make sure that we bless his holy name. Amen. I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for yesterday. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for blessing us to be the people that you would have us to be. We ask with overflow, continue to flow through us, and with your manifestation, and with your proclamation, and with your prophecy, and with your revelation, continue to outpour in our mouths, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing our eyes to be able to see your glory, our ears to be able to hear your voice, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the connections that we have, Lord. We thank you for the access to the kingdom of heaven, and we ask would you open up a window and pour out a blessing that we would not have enough room to receive. We ask would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing all parts of our lives, from our health to our careers, to our schooling, to our families, to our spiritual life, to our ministries, to our businesses, to our youth outreach programs. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do and for what you've already done. And Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to clear our minds? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Bless our ears to hear your revelation. And bless the words that come out of our mouth to be acceptable within your presence. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity and the platform. We ask that you bless each person who's on this line and the people who are going to listen. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. And we ask that we continue to be able to give unto you what is expected. And we thank you, Lord, for continuing to pour into our lives in this empty cup. Now, Lord, we empty our cups and we ask that you pour out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. We ask would you bless each person, bless their families, their children, bless those who are less fortunate, Lord, bless those who are going through the storms of life, those who are going through massacres. Lord, just bless each and every person, Heavenly Father, all over this land and country. And we ask would you continue to be the light, the beacon in this dark and dismal world. We ask would you bless each and everything that we put our minds and our hands to be blessed, Lord, immensely, because we want to give back unto your kingdom. We ask would you bless the upcoming projects that we have. We ask would you bless those individuals who need to hear, Lord, to come. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless it to be a success, which it already is in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the connections. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for what is about to happen. And we ask that we continue to just be in your presence and continue to be lifted up so that we can draw all men and women, boys and girls, unto us. And we say thank you, and we humbly submit ourselves unto you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So we're up to our needs and our wants. And when I say we're up to our needs and our wants, we are, going to really focus on some different areas of our lives. As I was preparing to come online, God shared with me the fact that with our needs and our wants, He says, you have advanced in the kingdom. Not only are we writing our needs and wants, but now our needs and wants are becoming living, moving, breathing documents. God talks about the overflow of His grace and mercy. We have been writing our needs and wants for about a year now, and God has really, God has come through. He's blessed us. I know that some things that I put on last week, God has blessed. God is, every day is sweeter than the day before. There's some things I've been praying to God about, and God has been coming through, and God's going to always come through. That's what I want you to know. To catch some of you up, because I have some newcomers and I want to welcome you, to catch some of you up, one of the aspects that we were talking about was the fact that you have to be careful about the input and output. So when you write this vision down that I'm about to give you the template for, I want you to be very careful of what you put down, because this, God says, this is a movement. He says this is going to occur. How do I know that this is going to occur? How do I know that what you put down, God said He's going to answer? Because God has already spoken. God says, ask and it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be open. What does that leave? That leaves the ball in our court now. That means that we have to ask. That means that we have to believe, and then we shall receive. That's a promise. It's not a I think so, or let's just cross our fingers, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So we're not crossing our fingers and we're not hoping. This is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so therefore, because of that, we're going to move into the Spirit of God, and we're going to trust God, and we're going to believe in God. You know, God says it's kind of like when you're in a storm. I told you about it. It was raining heavy. I mean, it was raining heavy. And I was on my way to this particular place, and it was raining heavy. And I said, oh, Lord. I said, I can't see. And as soon as I said that, it was in the atmosphere. And I'm not kidding. Within a second later, in the next town, the sun was shining. And that's how God moves. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. And just remain encouraged, remain empowered in the Lord. But we're going to go ahead and get started. I want you to write needs and wants at the top of your paper. You can put an N and W as long as you know that it's needs and wants. Then I want you to draw just a straight line in the middle of your paper, just a straight line, and I want you to draw a cross. That's the cross that Jesus hung on. And the reason why I say that that's the cross that Jesus hung on is because I want you to know that this activity is serious. This is not anything that we're playing with. This is not anything that we're just writing down, and it's not going to happen because God has been answering prayers. As I said before, I had prayed unto God, and last week, and God has really just, I mean, immensely done some great things. And so I believe in the power of prayer, and I know that prayer works. Okay, so the first box on the left, I want you to put a plus sign. That's things that you want to add to your life. What do you want added to your life? Right next door to your plus sign, you're going to put multiply. What do you want multiplied in your life? What do you want multiplied? Then right under your neighbor, under add, I want you to put balance. I talked about the balance beam. I always give this example where individuals, when we were kids, we would be on a balance beam. They call it a seesaw. You know, a balance beam is scientific as well. You can use either example, but I'm going to use both examples, okay. So the balance beam in science, you put something, an object on there, like a paper clip, and you might put something else, and you're able to see what weighs the most, right? And then you take it off, then automatically when you take it off, then it takes the weight of whatever's left on, okay? All right, that's science, all right. When we're dealing with a seesaw on the playground, okay, that's what we call it, a seesaw, okay? Two people get on the seesaw, And you can literally make that seesaw balance. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. You can make it in an equilibrium type way. That's still science, okay? You can make it balance, all right? Now, if someone decides that they want to jump off, right, you're going to automatically hit the ground, period, because the weight, the weight is off, and so you're going to go to the bottom. And so what God is saying is sometimes in life there are circumstances, you know, that happens in life that causes individuals to just go, boop, all of a sudden. But God says that in that seesaw, in your seesaw moment, God says that he's the one that balances our life. And so you already know, I just gave you an answer, that in order to balance your life or whatever you're going through, whatever it is, then you must add God to the equation. Because you never know about this world. You never know who's going to jump ship. You never know who's going to jump off the balance beam or off the seesaw. And so you have to have that balance, okay? Then we talk about the power of God. There are some things in life that you want God to put his power on, which is everything. But there are some things that are really God has to deal with it. And that's everything. But if you're going through a storm or situation, I really encourage you to put that under the power of God. There is no one who can touch the power of God. Okay? And so if you believe in prayer and if you believe in God, then you'll be all right. Okay? Then we talk about prayer. Who are we praying for? We're praying for the bereaved families. We're praying for our families. We're praying for ourselves. Make sure that in all these activities, you not only put yourself, but others as well. And then the vision, write the vision, make it plain. Now, we've been engaging in this activity, writing the vision, making it plain, but God says this is a move of God. This is about to be a move of God. You know, some of you are at the point that you are at a franchise. You are able to actually buy a franchise, some of you. Some of you are able to literally start a reading program. Some of you are able to start a speaking program. Some of you are able to start a singing career. Some of you are able to continue to have your ministry empowered. Now, one of the things that I want to tell you when you write this vision is if you know for a fact that you're not in a position right now to buy a huge franchise, make sure that the vision that you put is something that is obtainable, because God says that by faith all things are possible to those who believe. And so if you want this huge franchise, you have to make sure that you're faithful, God says, over the little things that he's already given you. If God has given you the ability to speak or to sing and you refuse to sing, but yet you want to buy a huge franchise and you have the means to do so, God says you have to be faithful over what he's already blessed you with first. And so it's very important that you have to be faithful. And when we talk about being faithful, you have to be faithful over what you already have. And that way God can increase you to that franchise. You know, God has called you to be a great speaker. And right now you are thinking about opening up a franchise. Okay? Well, you need to tap into what God has already given you. Okay? Because your words, God didn't just make you a great speaker because he just made you one. Your words is actually helping to liberate, or helping your words are utilized to help someone. And so God says you be faithful over a few, and then God will begin to give you the increase. Okay? So that's what I want you to think about. I'm going to play some music for about 6 minutes, so we're going to journal and write. And then I'm going to come back to you, give you some announcements about the new project that's coming up. Some new opportunities have come up as far as the youth projects and things. And so our schedule has changed a little bit. I'm going to have some people in different places doing media. But we're going to really focus on our youth at this particular season. And so we have a couple of things that's going on as far as youth is concerned and helping our youth to become better. All right, so you listen to AfricaLoveShow.com, and we're going to actually go over our needs and wants, and we're going to fill our charts in. Thank you so much for listening. All right. So with our activity on the needs and wants, we want to add some things into our lives. We want to multiply some things. We want to add balance. We want to have power from God. We want to pray for individuals. And, of course, continue to keep our vision. Keep your vision alive. That's what God is speaking right now. He says, keep your vision alive. Do not allow anyone destroy your vision. Do not allow anyone to down-talk your vision. Your vision is important. You are important because you belong to God. And so you have to learn how to continue with the vision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ no matter what. And so with this activity of adding and multiplying and balancing and putting the power of God and prayer and supplication and vision, it's very important that every day you continue to practice. I was listening to Miss Joyce, Joyce Myers, and we were on the same lines because she says every day you have to practice your faith with God and you have to use it. You know, while you're practicing your faith on a daily basis, she says when it comes time to use it, you'll be ready to use your faith. And so it's very important that we continue to utilize our faith no matter what. As I said before, there's always several doors to opportunity. There's always several doors to your vision. There are several doors to your dreams. You just have to research and find out how to access the power of God in order to get where you need to be. And so I want you to really focus and concentrate and believe in God. You know, if you're praying for health, God's going to bless you because of your belief. You know, if you're praying for strength, God is going to give you strength because of your belief. If you're praying for your business, God is going to bless you within your business to continue to keep on keeping on. God says, I didn't bring you this far to leave you. You know, I didn't bring you this far for you to give up and quit. You know, you see a hurdle and you can't jump over that hurdle at the time. God says, I'm going to give you the strength, but you have to at least try. You can't allow circumstances, situations, and people to talk you out of your gift. And I tell people this all the time. You know, at some point, you're going to have to focus and say, I'm going to do this in spite of. I'm going to be great in spite of. And sometimes there are some hurdles that you're going to have to jump over, young people. And you're going to have the endurance and the strength to do so. That's why it's so important that every day you're practicing your faith. You know, because some things, you become tired, you become weary, you know. And God says that he shall renew you. He says, you shall mount up with wings as eagles, you shall run and not grow weary, you shall walk and not faint. And in order to do that, you're going to have to stay up. That means that you can't give up. You can't throw in a towel and say, forget this, I can't do it anymore. You can't do that. All right? So that's just something to encourage you. I wanted to put that in your spirit. So we adding some things and multiplying and balancing and power and prayer and vision. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. So continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. My website will be up momentarily. We've been having some technical difficulties with this website because there are some things going on with the technology. And so the website will be up pretty soon. All right, so be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. I would love to interview you on the ministry about some great things that you have going on. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. All right. In addition to that, once again, as I said before, check out blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And we're going to get our website back up. In addition to that, there are many different events going on. Of course, we have the Stellars. I also have a couple of workshops as well in Atlanta during that time, but we'll have media there. Okay, so that's that. So the Stellars, then I have some workshops, some youth workshops. Then in April 21st, I want you to write this down, Waco, Texas. Write this down, April 21st, I want you to come. If you have a youth or if you're interested in preventing or encouraging youth, you need to be at this particular workshop because we have different speakers. We have some great speakers. It's going to be April 21st, and it's going to be from 10 to 12, and I'm going to actually give you more details. If you're interested, email me or connect with me on LinkedIn at AlfredaLove, AlfredaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. That's once again, if you deal with youth, if you work with youth, and you're interested in helping our youth become successful, we're going to have a little seminar for our youth. We're going to have several seminars all across, I say the world. When I say the world, I'm really talking about the United States. That's what I'm really talking about. But we're going to have some seminars and things of that nature. And so if you're interested, as I said before, it's Have Free to Love, the LinkedIn, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, let me back up a little bit. In Dallas, Texas, and I'm getting, let me get this flyer here. Okay. In Dallas, Texas, be sure that you come to the Kurt Franklin and Friends, be sure to come to the concert. Amen. Be sure to come to the concert. I'm going to have it posted. I'm actually looking for the text that my little nephew sent me. I'm looking for the text. So be sure to come to that conference. That's actually in May. That's in May. March 29th, there will be a workshop with some NFL players. It's entitled, What is Your Plan? What is Your Plan B? And it's actually on the UNT campus. And I will also have that flyer up pretty soon. I'm going to have to get it off my phone. I have so many messages here and so many connections I've been making with people. So I will have all that information for you. So just know those events are coming up. Just know that I have a schedule for speaking engagements as far as the youths. We have, of course, Texas. We have Atlanta, Mississippi. We have Utah. We have Florida. We have several. So if you need youth speakers, feel free to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I've been connected with individuals for business things, and we're preparing for this huge for this conference. And so I have people scattered everywhere because we need to conduct our media and get pictures and promote and all this good stuff. So we'll be doing that. Also, there is a gospel concert in April as well. I'll have a flyer for that. And just make sure that you mark down the 21st. Amen. The 21st of April in Waco, Texas. Waco, Texas. And so I will be getting with you with that as well. And I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry at this particular time. And we just continue to pray for our youth and pray for the schools and continue to ask God for his sovereignty and his guidance. Amen. Amen. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you to each and every person. May God bless you and take care of you is my prayer. And be sure to tell your family and friends about the iFreeToLoveShow.com. Tell them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. If you're interested, once again, in connecting as far as the youth project, you can call me. This is my business phone at 254-744-6616. 254-744-6616. That's my business phone. Or you can email me at emo. emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from each and every one of you. So be sure to check out the information that's coming forth. Also, with this particular event on the 21st of next month, God's will, I will have an Eventbrite invitation because it's free, but I have to know who's coming, and I have to know if I can accommodate each person. And so that's very important because when you come, you're going to have a number or a ticket or something that you applied, I mean, that you submitted online. And so I have to make sure of that because of the capacity. So without further ado, I just want to appreciate each and every one of you. Spread the word about April 21st. It's free and open to the public. I really would want some individuals who work with students and work with youth and who are interested in really helping our youth because, you know, as we read in the paper about different events, you know, we hear about school shootings, we hear about so many different things. It all stems from people being angry, students being angry at other students. And so we need to form programs that goes beyond just the fact that, you know, how to tackle different things at school is basically how to build self-esteem. It's very important because once you place value on yourself, then some things just don't matter, you know. And so you'll know your worth and you won't be so susceptible to becoming angry. You know, we have to get kids to that point. And so that's what my program is. That's what makes us so unique because we focus on your self-esteem and building yourself up. That way, when the storms of life do come or when you have those things where people are just being people, then you'll be able to weather those storms, okay? So I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Please connect with me. Please, please, please connect with me as far as, and this is a connection as far as business or the youth convention that's coming up on the 21st. As I said before, we have many different events coming in. My media will be there at the events that I can't attend because of workshops and things of that nature. But we will have some events that's coming up, and I've had some invitations from different regions of the earth, and it all deals with youth and how to build up our youth. So that's good. I will be also disseminating some information from different entities who are looking for speakers and entities who are looking for researchers. I'm going to be writing some articles as well, and so I'll share that information with you. But I really appreciate you listening, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Thank you, and have a blessed night.